In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, Paul writes to the Corinthian community, and he does not spare language. He says what he believes, he says what he wants them to hear, so that they will repent. Remember that the community was saying, "I am for Paul, I am for Apollos, I am for Peter." He's saying, "You people have your children, your babies still, your babies, because you're not Paul or Apollos. One waters, another one plants, but God provides the growth." And so, brothers and sisters, third chapter, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now you still are not ready, for you are still of the flesh. As long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh? I tell you, things have not changed. Jealousy and quarreling. The church needs to sit up and give their lives to Jesus and not think about jealousy or quarreling, because that is not of God. You know, people talk about the priest this, the priest that, they have no idea that they are not even babes in Christ because they're talking against their pastor. If you've got something against the pastor, you go to him. You don't talk to them, talk about him in the restaurant. I remember years ago, I remember these two ladies, they were talking about a priest that I know. And I know he's a good priest. He preaches the word of God. And I'm thinking, oh, these ladies, they're not even babes in Christ. They're foolish. And behaving according to human inclinations. For when one says, "I belong to Paul," and another, "I belong to Apollos," are you not merely human, not spiritual? Just human. What then is Apollos? What then is Paul? Servants to whom you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. It's all about the Lord. He gives the growth. It's not the one who plants or waters. Somebody came to me today and said, "You know what? I found Jesus through you because of God's grace." Oh, yes, because of God's grace. I couldn't do it, but God's grace did it. And they were able to say, "Now I know Jesus. Not only know about him, I know how to go to him." Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God provides the growth. So the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who provides the growth. It's all about God. It's all about Jesus. It's not about the apostles. It's not about anything else. It's about Jesus. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants working together. You are God's field. Do you know that you're God's field? Do you know that you're God's field? You want to plant good things in there. You want to speak good things in that field. You want to get people blessed in that field. Oh, yes, you're God's field. God's building. You're God's building. The church is just the beginning. The church is just a building. You are God's building because Christ dwells in you, the hope of glory. You are God's building. Do you know that today? You say, I don't feel like God's building. Well, you know what? If you've given your life to Jesus, you're God's building. And we ask you to grow up, not to be children any longer, not to be babes any longer. Grow up so that God can feed us with steak rather than just milk. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation. What is that foundation? It's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. And someone else is building on it. Each builder must choose with care how to build on it, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one that has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. The foundation of my life is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the foundation of my life. Is he the foundation of your life? Do you know him today? Do you love him today? Have you told him you love him? I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, the work of each builder will become visible, for the day will disclose it, the day when the Lord comes, because it will be revealed with fire, and that fire will test what sort of work each has done. If what was built on the foundation survives, the builder will receive a reward. If the work is burned up, the builder will suffer loss. The builder will be saved, but only as through fire. It's purgatory. It's purgatory. He doesn't mention the word purgatory, but that's what it is. All that is built on the foundation, and Christ will walk through fire. And that which holds true will remain. But the hay and the wood and the stubble will be burned up, will be burned up. Do you not know that you are God's temple? So Paul tells us, you're God's temple, you're God's building, you're God's field. Paul tells us that. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. That's why we've got to be very careful the way we treat Christians. Because if we look in to destroy somebody, God will destroy us. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Do you not know that you are temples of the Holy Spirit? Do you not know that God dwells within you? Do you not know that Jesus Christ has laid down his life for you? Do you not know that it is not us that have first loved God, but God first loved us and sent his Son as an expiation, a sacrifice for our sin? Do you not know that today? You are God's temple. Do not deceive yourselves. If you think that you are wise in this age, you should become fools, so that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. What is the wisdom of God? The cross of Jesus Christ. Yes, the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. Oh yes, I'm just a simple little guy who believes in Jesus Christ, who's been given gifts so that I might be able to use these gifts for God's people. Oh yes, it's all about God doing these gifts. It's about God's doing these healing. I told you about two ladies who came today, and they found Jesus here. They found Jesus here. They were always close to God, but they didn't know Him personally. They found Jesus. I tell you, we need to let people find Jesus through our ministry. Whether we have a ministry in Latin, or a ministry in English, or a ministry in Italian, we need to have people find Jesus through our ministry. For all things are yours. All things are yours. Whether Paul, or Apollos, or Peter, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future, all belong to you. What belongs to you? Apollos, Paul, Peter, the world, life, death, the present, the future, all belong to you. And you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. You know, people say, you know, I feel like an orphan. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. You are not orphans. You are the children of God who has laid the foundation of Christ in your life. Chapter 4. Think of us in this way, as servants of Christ and stewards of God's mysteries. That's all we are. We're servants of the Lord and stewards of God's mysteries, especially the Eucharist. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. Oh, yes. How many people preach the Word of God for money? How many people do that, that their eyes are fixed on the pot of gold? It's not that way. We want to preach the Word of God because we are servants of the Lord. Servants of the Lord. We are not to preach it because we want to be paid. Now, the person who preaches the gospel is worthy of his pay. But we do not want to think about our pay. We want to think about Jesus. We want to believe that Jesus is giving us everything that we need. And then if someone gives us money, thanks be to God. It's God's money anyway. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. Paul says, I do not even judge myself. Do you hear that? I do not even judge myself. Do you judge yourself? Do you judge yourself? Paul says, I do not even judge myself. Are you a judger of yourself? Oh, but you don't know the thoughts in my head. Well, they go in one ear and out the other. You don't want those thoughts. You don't want those thoughts. You are without blame when the thoughts go in and out. But you start thinking about them. You're starting to judge yourself. Oh, I'm so small. I'm so poor. I'm so broken. Amen. That's why we need salvation. That's why we need Jesus. That's why we need the cross. I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before time, before the Lord comes in glory, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. That's the Lord. He's going to disclose the purposes of the heart. Why do you do the things that you do? Like, why do I do the radio ministry? Because I want to bless people. I want people to hear the Word of God. I want people to give their life to Jesus. I want people to grow up more than babes. I want to feed them with the Word of God. Oh, yes. Do I do it perfectly? No, I do not do it perfectly. I do it the best way I know how. That you would be blessed today. It's all about you. That's why I do the radio ministry. It's all about you, because Jesus has called me to preach. Then each one will receive commendation from God. I have applied all this to Apollos and myself for your benefit, brothers, so that you may learn through us the meaning of the saving, of the saying, nothing beyond what is written, so that none of you will be puffed up in favor of one against another. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? This is real. Like, what do you have that you didn't receive? So, well, I've worked for my money. But God gave you the grace to work. Oh, yes, everyone cannot work. What do you have that you did not receive? I have received everything from the Lord. I cannot boast about this ministry. I can only say, God has given me this ministry. What do I have that has not been of God? I have nothing that has not been of God. God has given me everything, so I am to proclaim it in season and out of season. What do you have that you did not receive? And if you received it, why do you boast as if it were not a gift? People are saying, you know, I was for Paul. I was for Apollos. I was for Peter. What did you have that you did not receive? God gave you Paul. God gave you Apollos. God gave you Peter. And they have been given to you so that you might know Jesus. But God provides the growth. God provides the growth. Already you have all that you want. Already you have become rich, quite apart from us who have become kings. Indeed, I wish that you had become kings so that we might be kings with you. For I think that God has exhibited us apostles as last, as though sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world. Paul talks about the persecution that they've received as apostles. But he wants the Corinthian community to become like kings. We are fools for the sake of Christ. Hallelujah. I know the song, everybody, somebody's fool. Whose fool are you? I'm a fool for the Lord Jesus Christ. A fool for Jesus the Lord. I am a fool. Hallelujah. I have nothing that I have not received. Anything I have, I've received. But you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we are held in disrepute. To the present hour, we are hungry and thirsty. We are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless, and we grow weary from the work of our hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When reviled, we bless. I was saying, oh, I've been persecuted. The devil is after me. No. If you're reviled and if you're persecuted, it's because of the gospel. Oh, yes, people do not want to hear about Jesus. I can talk about light bulbs being my power. But when you start mentioning Jesus, they start saying, you're a Jesus freak. You're a Jesus freak. We speak kindly. We have become like rubbish to the world, the dregs of all things to this very day. I am not writing this to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. Listen to this now. For though you might have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. Indeed, in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. Your father. call no man father, Paul. You shouldn't be saying that. He says, I am. I am their father through the preaching of the gospel. They came to hear the word of God, and they were blessed by the word of God. I tell you, God has made me their father, but they are still quarreling. They are still saying, I'm for Paul, I'm for Paulus. Who baptized you? Oh yes, I was baptized. Listen, God provides the growth. It's not about Paul, Apollos, or Father Tom. I became your father through the gospel. I appeal to you then, be imitators of me. For this reason, I sent you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of the ways in Christ Jesus, as I teach them everywhere in every church. But some of you, thinking that I am not coming to you, have become arrogant. But I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills, and I will find out not the talk of these arrogant people, but their power. Oh, yes. A lot of people have a lot of thunder and lightning, but there's no rain. There's no power. Oh, yes. Because the kingdom of God does not come with words, but with power. For the kingdom of God depends not on talk, but on power. What would you prefer? Am I to come to you with a stick or with love in the spirit of gentleness? He comes with love and a spirit of gentleness, but he wants to proclaim that we are not called to quarrel. We are not called to say, I'm for this one, I'm for that one. I remember the lady that when I was in Mattapan, she said, I am a Catholic. This lady is a Baptist. And I always felt so bad for the lady. I said, I love Baptists because Catherine Kuhlman is an ordained Baptist minister. And the lady that said that she was Catholic said, I always wanted the faith like Catherine Kuhlman. I said, let's go into your house and pray. And we did pray that Jesus would come into her heart. And she started to weep. And she said, I thought I was going to see the crucified Lord, but I saw the risen Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I saw the risen Lord. Isn't that wonderful? She was the one that said, I am a Catholic. Listen, if I am a Catholic, and I am a Catholic, I have greater responsibility than anybody else. It has nothing to do with pride. I have greater responsibility than anybody else. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May Jesus Christ be praised and blessed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.